20 minutes after 8. So, as private businesses offering midwife services report takings up and work up 40%, have you got £6,000-£7,000? What's happened to the provision of the women, or indeed midwives, I should say, from the NHS? Well, Diane Abbott is Labour's shadow public health minister, of course, one of our local Labour MPs, Hackney North and Stoke Newington, joins me now. This is a massive concern, Diane Abbott. What should be done about it?
Well, one of the things that the government should do is listen to nurses and midwives when they talk about the importance of recruiting more midwives and making more midwives available within the NHS, because it's concerns about the availability under the NHS, which is forcing more women, particularly in London, to consider going private.
Why is it that people aren't being attracted to this career, do you suppose?
Oh, I think people are attracted. But what the Royal College of Midwives will tell you, and other nurses' organisations, is that all over the country, posts are being frozen. But although the government says it's protecting expenditure on health, in practice, posts are being frozen, and it's not possible to recruit the extra midwives that are needed.
And yet the government might point to the fact that the latest figures show that we have 565 midwives in the UK, up from 387 some years ago. So they would probably point, Diane Abbott, to an upward trend.
Yes, but what the nurses' organisations would say is it's all very well to issue figures, but the reality in health authority after health authority, town after town, is that posts are being frozen and there aren't the midwives to cover the need. And it's a particular problem in London.
Why so in London, Diane?
Oh, because we have a younger population than other areas, and you've got pregnant girls with all sorts of multiple problems, and it means that the obstetricians and gynaecology in London are under particular stress.
Great to have you on the line. While I have the benefit of you here, Diane, are you having to be careful now about how you tweet? Have you changed your twittering and tweeting?
I haven't changed it drastically, no. I tweeted something this morning about how the poorest people in the country, because of the pressure under this government, are spending a third less on fresh fruit and vegetables and how bad that is for public health.
So you haven't changed it drastically, but you've changed it in some form?
Well, do you tweet?
I don't. I've got to get it. My show does it for me. My show does it for... I have people who do it for me, Diane.
Well, then you know. If you did tweet, you'd know when I say that actually I'm still tweeting, because I think it's a very important way of communicating with people. You will always get people that try and take things you've said out of context. That happens on Twitter. That happens actually when you speak in public. But I haven't stopped communicating through Twitter.
Yeah, and people did take your expression, white people love playing divide and rule. They misinterpreted that, Diane Abbott.
I apologise at the time for any offence called, but just to respond to your question, I'm still tweeting. It's an invaluable method of communicating with people. And people are always complaining that MPs don't communicate. I'm trying to do it through every means available to me.
And lastly, does anyone have to have sight of them?
Sorry?
Does anyone have sight of them within the Labour Party? Does anybody like to see them before they go out, or do you have to run them past anybody?
Oh, sure. I mean, I always check my tweets with my colleagues. And as I say, this morning I tweeted on the very sad fact that the poorest people who need to have a healthy diet are actually cutting their expenditure on fruit and vegetables.
So who do you check that with? And that's a very valid point, but who do you check that with?
We have a system in the Labour Party for clearing this sort of thing.
Was that bad one cleared then?
Sorry?
Was that mistaken one cleared?
That was part of a conversation.
That was... I see. So once you start, then you don't necessarily have to clear a response.
One of the things I do that a lot of MPs don't do is actually respond to people who see my tweets. A lot of MPs use Twitter as a kind of notice board. I use it, as I've said, because I think it's a really good way of communicating with people. People think that MPs are remote, they can't meet them, they can't talk to them. And I think the important thing about Twitter is it opens up a whole way of MPs in the 21st century actually communicating with constituents and anyone that's got an interest in a particular issue, be it public health in general, or even LBC, maybe.
And just before I go, so how does the clearance system work with the Labour Party? I'm intrigued. Lastly, how does that work?
How it works is the Labour Party is very clear on the sorts of policies that you're supposed to talk about. For instance, we're not allowed to commit ourselves to reversing any particular cut. And that has been the position right from the beginning. But as you will know, the Labour Party is very keen on using new media, and the Labour Party is very keen, and like the Coalition, I might say, on actually listening to people and communicating with people. And I believe that new media in general provide an opportunity to do that. And I've got now 35,000 followers. So I think 35,000 followers will have heard this morning about the crisis in public health being caused by Coalition policies.
Absolutely.
So the poorest people who should be eating healthier diets are actually, according to the government's own figures, spending a third less on fruit and vegetables.
Thank you for your time and joining in our conversation about the midwifery crisis, Diane Abbott, who's Labour's shadow public health minister. So what was it like for you? Jen is in